Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Trump now faces removal from office after the House voted to impeach him this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are already drawing battle lines over the Senate trial that will decide the president's fate.
House Democrats have conducted the most rushed, unfair impeachment inquiry in modern history.
Our founders, and when they wrote the Constitution, I don't think they suspected that we could have a rogue president and a rogue leader in the Senate at the same time.
Thomas Whalen is a social sciences and American political history professor at Boston University. He sat down with WBUR's Bob Oakes to talk about the landmark impeachment vote and what comes next.
Republicans argue that the articles of impeachment are weak and don't rise to the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. What's your take on that?
Well, I beg to differ. I mean, it seems to be essentially what the founders were talking about in terms of creating the impeachment part of the Constitution, that, you know, the president here has recklessly disregarded the Article I powers of Congress of oversight. And he's done it in such a brazen way that he forced Congress little option but to impeach him and use that power.
Republicans claim this is an historically narrow basis for impeachment. Agree or disagree with that?
Well, actually, I would disagree again. I mean, abuse of power is pretty far-ranging, and it can include many things. But basically, what the abuse of power says is that the executive branch has violated the checks and balances of our constitutional system. And this can also include, you could argue, bribery, which was not a formal article impeachment, but it's certainly contained in the abuse of power, or can be.
In the impeachment debate on Wednesday night, one Republican lawmaker compared the proceedings to Pearl Harbor, echoing President Franklin Roosevelt's words that this day will live in infamy. In your mind, where does the impeachment of President Trump rank in terms of the bleakest days in presidential history?
I think this ranks somewhere along the lines of Watergate and the Iran-Contra scandal, or even the Teapot Dome scandal. This is a great stain on our democracy because it shows what we are capable of, vast corruption, the overweening, overambition of a president exerting power in a way that the founders never intended.
Let's look ahead for a couple of minutes. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already signaled the GOP intent to acquit President Trump in a Senate trial and that they don't intend to be impartial. That's not necessarily surprising, but is it unprecedented in an impeachment trial?
Absolutely. And you have to remember, when the founders wrote the Constitution, this was before there was formally political parties. They thought the impeachment of a president would be based on merits alone. What Mr. McConnell is saying is that merits should go out the window because our mind is set. The president is not guilty, and we're going to try to dismiss this right away as fast as we can. And this basically takes away the power of impeachment from the Congress. You can't indict a president for a crime. You can't impeach a president for a crime, basically, is what McConnell is saying. Basically, we are electing an emperor or a king every 4 years.
So we're creating an imperial presidency, is what you're saying.
We've had it for a while, but this is taking it even further. And this is kind of like the logical conclusion. And Democrat and Republican presidents before Trump have contributed to this. And now, I guess it should not be surprising that we've arrived at this particular point in time.
Outwardly, President Trump says he welcomes a Senate trial to clear his name. What are the chances that he'll relent, do you think, and allow the Senate to call witnesses he withheld from the House, the acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney, Secretary of State Pompeo, former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton?
Well, I think cooler heads have prevailed within the executive branch. And you've already seen it. He's kind of backed away from that. And, you know, what McConnell's going to do and what the Republicans want here is just a very quick trial, though there is an interesting path to removing President Trump with Republican support. Basically, if you have enough Republicans, say four Republicans, say Mitt Romney, Susan Collins from Maine, and two others, maybe kind of a Gardner from Colorado, who privately are really angry at President Trump, but they're reluctant to go public because this would mean the end of their political career, essentially. They could put forward a motion when they're debating the rules saying, you know, we want a private ballot. Then I think it would change the entire complexion of this.
What do you think the chances are that Donald Trump will be removed from office?
I think the chances are very slim right now, and I think he stands a good chance of being reelected. And I think it sets a slippery slope for future presidents in terms of the kind of power they can wield.
I'm wondering, given the deep divisions between the parties, would we be better off if President Trump's future was simply decided at the ballot box in 2020, in your opinion?
The more I looked at the abuse of power and the fact that he has called for foreign aid to assist his campaign in digging up dirt on the Democrats and his opponents, I think he represents a clear and present threat to our electoral system. And I never thought I'd say that about any president.
Thomas Whalen, social sciences professor at Boston University, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.